Psalm chapters 103, first five verses. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all his sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. You may be seated. I love history, and one of my favorite subjects in school was a history class. And Brandon and Joshua gave us a little bit of a presentation this morning about Thanksgiving. I entitled this message tonight, Give Thanks. And I'm going to repeat a few things that were already discussed this morning. Thanksgiving is just one subject, but there's 10,000 reasons you can give thanks. In fact, we're going to find 29,000 reasons a little bit shortly. So Brandon Joshua gave us a bit of a view of what happened and how Thanksgiving came in this country. Well, one of the teachers asked one of her students, why do we have Thanksgiving holiday? And one of the kids raised his hands and said, so we know when to start Christmas shopping. Well, reality is that we know that Thanksgiving Day was started in 1621 when the first pilgrims had their first harvest in the New World. In fact, there were about 109 of them that came to this country. Only 56 of them survived, and we'll talk about that shortly. On October 3rd, 1789, George Washington was the first president. He made the first proclamation to make Thanksgiving a holiday. Now, the first time he came up with it, they weren't sure which day would be, so some of the states had it early in November, some had it later in November. So it wasn't any time till October 3rd, 1863, when Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the last day of November as Thanksgiving Day. I don't know how many of you remember, but when I spoke to you about praise and worship, I said that praise and worship is a glimpse of what we're going to be doing when we get in heaven. Well, same thing with Thanksgiving, or giving thanks to our God, is that it's a glimpse of what we're going to be doing when we get to heaven. We're going to praise and worship and thank the Lord each and every moment. George Washington said in his Thanksgiving proclamation in October, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favors. And whereas both houses have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts so many and signal favors of Almighty God. That's how this country was started, with God and in prayer. And I don't want you to never forget that. We just finished this week of Thanksgiving. We celebrated this Thanksgiving Day. But we know, as this morning it was told to us as well, that Thanksgiving is not just a one-day thing. It's all day, every day, that's a thing that you have to do for the Lord. Thanksgiving, or giving thanks to God, appears in nearly every chapter of the Bible. It appears in every book of the Bible. It starts from every Bible character, from Adam to John, gives thanks to their heavenly creator. We must give thanks each and every day, all year long, to our Father, Jesus, and Jesus Christ. Giving thanks is essential to Christians. It defines our belief system. By giving thanks, we acknowledge that everything we have is because of him. Everything we do, everything we stand for, everything we are is because of him. You see, by saying thanks or thank you, it means you receive something. So if I'm going to give you this pen, you're going to say thank you. If you're not, you're a punk. And don't be a punk, okay? You're going to say thank you. The same way, God has given us so many things, life, air, food, ability to stand, walk, talk, joy, happiness, and foremost, salvation. And for therefore, we need to thank him. It's to be part of, and this needs to be part of our everyday life. I said that there's 29,200 reasons you can thank the Lord. Well, I took it this way. An average person can live up to 80 years of age. That's 29,200 days. And you can find that many reasons each and every day, different reason to thank your Creator and your God. You see, there's no excuse not to thank God. I saw a clip not too long ago, and it starts out with this person coming to bed. And he sits there in his bed and says, God, show me reasons to thank you. And he goes to sleep. He wakes up in the morning and he stows move. He finally has consciousness. Then he stands up, he sits down. God gave him the ability to sit, then to stand, then to walk, then to water, take shower, food to eat. He goes to work and he interacts with people. He helps people. He's able to drive. He's able to breathe the air. He comes home the next night. He sits on his bed and says, God, give me reason to thank you. He's not getting it. Let's not be that person. Because we can find the reasons of why God has blessed us repeatedly every single day. Thanksgiving is not about, as Joshua and Brandon said, not about shopping spree, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, football games, although we have all fallen into that sin, right? Those are things that are self-gratifying. Well, see, instead, Thanksgiving is about giving God his being gratitude towards our Maker, showing gratitude towards our God. Dr. Charles Stanley says, we are overflowing with blessings, and we're overflowing with gratitude. We're so blessed, and God has done so much for us that we are overflowing, overwhelmed. And what happens when you overflow? You flow into other things, right? It's like a flood effect. And how beautiful is it when you are overflowing by His blessing, by His glory, that other people around you see that and feel that, and suddenly they are overflowing with that joy. So when something is overflowing, we cannot do anything else. Nothing else. When you overflow, then the one thing is going to kneel. Okay? You gotta kneel. That's where it starts. It starts on your knees. And if you wonder why is this country or this world the way it is, or why are things not happening the way you want them, is when did you kneel last? It starts there. You take your parents, you take your grandparents, you take your children, you take your grandchildren, and you go before God on your knees. Because everything happens there, and there you are thankful to the Lord. He deserves your thank you. Think about it this way. You and I, we do not deserve anything, but God has given us everything we need. Be very careful. Everything we need. Okay? Not everything in the world. That's not the point. Everything we need. I promise you that you are not missing anything. Absolutely nothing that you don't need. You might be greedy and think that you may deserve this and that, but realistically is that God has given me and you everything we need. For that, we need to give Him thanks. What does the Word of God say about giving thanks? Well, I couldn't find a better verse than 1 Thessalonians 5:18 from this morning. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. All circumstances, oh man, so this doesn't mean that it's only when it's going good, right? When I'm getting my A's in school, get a paycheck, right? I have a car, gas is cheap. It's not just then, it's also when things are bad. You see, most of you or some of you have seen the picture of the two footprints. A lot of times we misunderstand that God never leaves you. There's two footprints, and it's you and represents you walking with God. But at one point, there's only one footprint set. So you would think that God has left you, but realistically, God picked you up. God picked you up, and He's the one that's walking with you. So in tough circumstances, you still have no reason to not thank God, because He's still there. He never, never leaves you. You might want God, in fact, to leave you. You know, I've gotten to that point in my youth as well. I wanted God to go away, but didn't go, because he doesn't live in our dimensions. So as we run away, we try to run away, he's still there. He's there when we are at the club, when we're going to be anywhere else. He's going to be there because he's protecting you. And he says, I want you back. I want you back. And for that, we have to thank him. He is the reason that my name is Doreen. My name is Popa. He knew I was born. He knew how many hair I'm going to have on my scalp, right? He knew everything about who I'm going to be before I was conceived. And same thing for you. In 102 pilgrims had come to this continent to build a new world where they would be free to worship God. Soon, 56 died due to starvation, diseases, and cold winter. In 1621, a year later, 46 pilgrims with the Native Americans met to give thanks for a bountiful harvest and for the preservation of their lives. It was the start of Thanksgiving in the United States. Now, you're talking about 46 survived and 56 died. You think they didn't have reasons to cry about this, to be depressed, to not thank God? I mean, we lost all those people. But instead, they did not complain. Instead, they thanked God and had a choice. And that choice, they picked that choice to be Thanksgiving. You see, I want to finish tonight with one more point. Thanksgiving. Let's go back to that one. Thanksgiving is a choice. Thanksgiving is free will. Nobody is imposing it on you. Remember that. If you're going to go home tonight and recognize everything is free choice, you have that choice. God is not telling you to do it. But he has blessed us so many ways. He has shown us every day new things. And for that, we thank him. Amen.